court to deliver judgment on death of Akwaibom job seeker, August 4, by Inyobong Ekpongta, Leadership Newspaper. The protracted legal battle in search of justice for the 24-year-old Miss Inyobong Omoren, lured, raped, and murdered in the course of job hunting in April last year is expected to come to its final determination on Thursday, August 4, 2022. This was a decision reached by Justice Basi Nkanan of the Uyo Akwa Ibom State Division of the High Court after the adoption of the final written addresses of the Prosecution and Defense Counsel. The late Omoren, a University of Uyo, UNIYO, graduate of philosophy while awaiting clearance for the National Youth Service Corps NYC, was in search of a stopgap job, but ended up being lured, raped, and killed through a phony job offer on social media by one Uduak Frank Akpan, who claimed to be an undergraduate of Auburn University in Etem Ekpo local government area. The suspect, who was arrested along with his father, Frank Akpan, a retired deputy director at the Federal Civil Service, and his sister as co-accomplices, according to the prosecution counsel, Friday Eaton Esquire, had admitted killing the deceased under the first trial judge, Justice Bernard Ilaomo, but later denied the allegation under the current judge, Justice Nkanan. In his final submission, the State Attorney General and Commissioner for Justice Udom, who was represented by Friday Eaton, a Deputy Director of Public Prosecution at the Ministry of Justice, pleaded for a maximum punishment of death, recalling that the accused had already pleaded guilty to one count charge of murder preferred against him during trial before the first judge, Justice Bernard Ilaomo. But in the counter submission, the defense counsel led by Samson Abdullah Esquire urged the court to dismiss the matter as the case cannot be proven beyond every reasonable doubt that the defendant committed a crime. Besides, he pleaded the court for mercy for the first accused father because of his status as a retired deputy director at the Federal Civil Service. He also argued that the offense of the third accused sister to the prime suspect was only to harbor her brother for just 15 minutes in her house in the neighboring Calabar Cross River State, where he fled to after he was accused of murder. However, Justice Nkanan reserved judgment and final determination of the case for August 4, 2022. This is the voice of Desire Bechelle.